Blog Talk Radio.
And this sister had dealt with those who said they loved God, but they had conditional love toward her. And watch this. As long as she did what was necessary for those involved to feel empowered, she was important. However, as soon as she would speak her mind, then she was the enemy. Are you around people like that? And as long as you be what they want you to be, you know, some people get a sense of empowerment. You know, look at a car. The greatest thing on the car is the engine. Some people see the wheels, what color it is, and how it looks. You know, it's like the man that went to purchase a car. He saw in the newspaper that they had this fabulous car. Not a scratch was on it, it was said. Not a dent. I mean, the body was brand new. New paint job, double paint job, shining wheels, everything. Inside was crisp. I mean, this car was awesome. It looked good, but there was not an engine in it. It was empty. It was just a shell. We say by cliche, by tradition, this person we meet for the first time is a nice person. This person is a good person. Let me explain something. We all are good people in the making. We all are nice people in the making. We all are compassionate in the making. So whether you say it or not, but at least in your mind, when you meet a person for the first time, your impression of them is sweet and kind. Know that it is in the making. Know that. Roderick Owensby, and we have a fabulous lineup for you today. My baby sister Tasha is going to be coming, talking about her ministry later on, and also my nephew Isaiah, aka Ripper, has a wonderful talent, a gift. He's a genius. He's going to be coming on talking about life as a young man, and also he's going to you're going to hear some of his poetry. His raps, I just call it the word. And he's coming on. And also my other nephew, PT, but I've been calling him NFL from the time he was a youngster. I prophesy to his life and also to Isaiah. I give God all the glory. When Isaiah was in his mother's womb, we were in Ohio, and God gave me a word about his life. I take no credit. It goes straight to God. Don't you love it? You that want to be blessed, please give God the glory for what he's doing in your life. And again, my baby sister, Tasha, powerful, powerful young lady in the kingdom of God. You're going to be hearing from her. Listen, 818-431-8553 is the number you can call in. If you have any questions for my guests, feel free at any time. And as always, my queen, Katrina, she is with me. And also, you will be hearing from our Prince, Elisha William Owensby. I want everybody to know this is a new day. We have been dealing with the Tabernacle of David. We will continue tomorrow. But today, we have special guests, Isaiah a.k.a. Ripper, PT, a.k.a. NFL. He has some wonderful things to tell you that God is doing in his life. And also, again, my baby sister, Tasha, will be coming. We'll hear from her music. We'll also hear what God is saying to his people. Stay with me. I'll be right back in a moment. Well, again, this is Roderick Owensby. I am going to bring to you, I believe I have with me Isaiah. He is my nephew. What's up, Isaiah? What's up?
Not much. Just doing me, just chilling.
Man, ladies and gentlemen, this is my nephew. As I said earlier, he's going to be giving us parts of his life. He's an upcoming artist in many ways. One of the things that he does so well, besides being an artist of music, he is also an artist. He can draw you, and I promise you, you would think you're looking in a mirror. My nephew, Isaiah, a.k.a. Ripper. Talk to me. Talk to me, nephew.
What's good? Yeah, you already know what it is. Really what you want to know, Unc?
What I want to do, the world is listening, I want to introduce what God has put in you from birth. We're going to talk about many things. We're going to talk about your life. You're going to give a word to the young generation and older generation. The gift that you have is to all. There's no age group. So I want to start off by doing this, nephew. I'm going to play a little bit, ladies and gentlemen, of what he does. And I'm pretty sure. Listen, 818-431-8553. Press 1 if you have any questions for Isaiah, a.k.a. Ripper. You will be hearing about this young man all over the world. And stay with me. I'm going to play a little bit of him. Stand by, and we'll be right back with Isaiah, a.k.a.
Okay.
Ripper. Stand by, Isaiah. Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, Isaiah.
The book. Rip. You got a lot of haters out here, man. You got bold haters, you got scared haters. This is for them today. Come on, man. Yeah. Okay. top of this again.
BeastPlanet.com.
What can I say? What can I say about my nephew? You heard it. Right here. Roderick Owensby. Isaiah, talk to the audience. Talk to the world. See you later. Tell me about that. Let's start off with that. Tell me, how did that come about? I am a witness of your genius, your words. How does this come about? And this song, See You Later. And then take us back to your youth. When did you discover that you were a prophetic word? What can I call you? Genius in the kingdom. Talk to the ladies and gentlemen.
The song came about. I was trying to get working on another mixtape and trying to get some mixtape stuff together just to have a few songs to put on the internet, you know, to kind of get my name out. But and I came across the song, the music with that chorus on there, See You Later. And I had been talking to a few people and stuff like that. Wasn't nothing really going right when it came down to the music. I had a lot of people who was hating, a lot of people that wouldn't show me love or anything like that. So when I came across that track, it was just like, See You Later, you know, I'm going to do me while y'all still sitting back doing nothing, basically, still hating on everybody else. I'm still going to do me, so I'm leaving y'all in the dust, and I'm moving forward with my life. And that's pretty much how the song came about. And, I mean, every time I hear a beat, to me personally, the beat got to tell a story within itself. I have to understand the beat before I can tell my story on top of it. I have to communicate with the beat before I could tell my story on top of that beat. And I was about, I want to say, 13, 14 years old when, because all I used to do when I was little was just write, whether it was just my thoughts, whether it was just doodling, even in school. Sometimes when I should have been paying attention in school, I was writing something on the notebook or drawing something on the notebook. And so once I started listening to different artists like Tupac, Biggie, cats like that, even gospel rappers and stuff, it was just like I started putting these words together. I started reading more. I started experiencing more in life. And the more I grew in life, the more I grew with my lyrics, the easier it became to express myself when it came down to music. Because without your life experiences and without understanding and knowing what you've been through and where you come from in life, you really can never understand music. Because every time you lay down a track or every time you sit down and write, you have to put your all into it. You have to put everything that you got on every single song that you do. And so that's exactly what I try to do. I try to take everything that I've been through in life and I try to make it into something great. I try to tell people my story so that they understand. You hear everybody else's story every single day, but now it's my turn. I want people to understand me. I want people to understand what I came from and relate to what I've been through in life. And then that way they can take my experiences and the things that I've done and they can grow from them as well.
I'm loving it, nephew. Listen, Uncle Roderick is with you 100%. There's more with you. Yay, number love. Ladies and gentlemen, listen, you're hearing it here officially. This is Isaiah Ripper. Tell the listening audience, what does Ripper mean? Talk to us.
It stands for Rest in Peace Political Ambitions. And I actually got that name when I first rapped, and one of my cousins gave me that name because I rap. When I started rapping, I rap really fast. But then as I grew in the music, I wanted to do politics at one point. Then I discovered that there's a lot of backbiting when it comes into politics. There's a lot of naive stuff that goes on, a lot of talk behind people back type stuff, and I don't want to have anything to do with that in any kind of way. Even in the hip-hop, the music industry, there's a lot of backbiting, and I don't want to have anything to do with that in any kind of way. So that's when I took Ripper, and I pretty much laid politics to rest, and anything that I do, it has nothing to do with politics because I can't stand politics. So rest in peace, political ambitions. Any ambition that I had when it came to politics has been laid to rest.
Man, boy, it sounds to me like you're a little David and you're destroying the Goliath, man. You're taking the enemy down. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm coming right back with Ripper. We're going to spend a little time with him. And next in line is my nephew, PT, a.k.a. NFL. Ladies and gentlemen, stand by. Ripper is going to be back, and we're going to put some things to rest. This man has something hot. Listen, also tomorrow you can tune in to Facebook, and you're going to see, you're going to rehear some of this today, my interview with my nephew. I'll be right back. See you later. Stand by, ladies and gentlemen.
Ripper. You got a lot of haters out here, man. You got bold haters, you got scared haters. This is for them, you dig? Come on.
Yeah.
Okay. Come on.
Telling you, this is a prophet. He's a revolutionist, a warrior, slayer of giants. He hates the haters. He's saying rest in peace, haters, gossipers, gainsayers, etc., etc., etc. Isaiah, talk, brother. If you want to, you're welcome to go ahead and give some word. whatever you want to do. Speak to the nation. Speak to the world. What do you want? What is your heart crying out for?
Well, I mean, from the bottom of my heart, I just want everybody to be encouraged. If you have a goal, if you have plans for the future, to stick with them. There's been a lot of things in my life where I've had opportunities to really be successful, and I passed them up because I was hard-headed. If God is pointing you in a direction, go for it full force. Don't try to fight it. Don't try to run from it. Do what you have to do so that you can do what you want to do later. Don't, anytime God points you in a direction, do it. That's as simple as I can put it. Just do it. I it's a lot of things in my life, like I said, that I turned away from because I didn't want to listen. I didn't want to go in the direction God was sending me in. But, you know, sometimes we do have to hit our head, and sometimes some of us have to hit our head a lot harder than others to realize once we're back where we need to be, where God wants us to be, and on that path, that things are a whole lot better. I'm a whole lot happier now because I'm following that path that God wants me to be, and I'm going full force with it. So I just encourage everybody to do what needs to be done, take care of your business, and stay true to God.
I love it, nephew. We're going to be hearing more from Isaiah. We're going to be, as I said, Facebook. On my Facebook, you all will be able to hear parts of this interview. Isaiah, what is the next step? What is the next step for you in your music, in your ministry? And also, I want the people to get a hold of you. Ladies and gentlemen, you young people, if you're going to have an event and you want somebody hot, I mean, to see this young man on stage is scary. I mean, smooth. I mean, he spits it out, and you look at him like, what? You know. And he will. I've seen him just speak, and then there's just a standing ovation. I'm giving God the glory for my nephew because he done made it. It's just going through the process. See, faith says, I have arrived. I'm just going through the process. It's like if you want to leave here and go to Africa, there's a process. There's a map. You're just going through the map, nephew. This is just your map. I love you. Tell the people how they can get a hold of you. And as I said, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to know personally how you can get a hold of Isaiah, if you're having an event of some type of, if it's clean, if it's, you know, ain't nobody going to be, got to run from no bullets and stuff. But if it's something that you want him to come to and set it off in a positive way, you can get a hold of his uncle, Roderick. You can call me 317-847-4126. That's 317-847-4126. Isaiah, go ahead. Tell the people how they can get a hold of you.
I'm on Facebook, MySpace, YouTube. I'm mainly on Facebook right now, so it's just Isaiah Owensby, I-S-A-I-H-O-W-E-N-S-B-Y. So that's really the main way to reach me right now or contact me right now, or through Uncle Roderick. On the 16th, what's coming up next for me is on the 16th, I'm performing at the Jukebox Club downtown right off of Prospect Street. And then on the 23rd, I'm holding a college concert for my cousin. So it's going to be at the Riverside Park. That's in the process and getting taken care of. So that's what's coming up next for me. I've got some things planning. If anybody needs any type of performers or anything like that, I'm always willing to do it. I'm not worried about being paid to do it, to perform or anything like that. I'm up there doing what I've been blessed to do.
Check it out. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here. That was my next question. I love that about Isaiah. He's a hustler for God. The Jukebox Club. That's July the 16th, nephew? The 16th of July, right?
Right.
And that's going to be downtown. And then next you have, what's coming up next after the 16th?
On the 23rd, I'm having a college concert to raise some money for P. PT, for Cousin PT, to get down to college in Cali. So I'm having a concert at the Riverside Park that's in the process and getting taken care of right now. So those are the two major things I'm working on right now.
I love it. Check this out. Y'all see him? He's not selfish. He's raising money for NFL PT college concert. This is going to be July the 23rd. Listen, for more information, you can hit Isaiah Owensby up on Facebook. And also, that's I-S-A-I-H Owensby, O-W-E-N-S-B-Y. Hit him up. He'll give you more information. Also, you can give me a call, 317-847-4126, and hit me up on Facebook, Roderick, R-O-D-R-I-C-K, Owensby, O-W-E-N-S-B-Y. Get used to these names. My goodness. What else is on your heart? Why don't you, do you feel like just throwing something out there, giving us a word, giving us something new or something that whatever's on your heart, go ahead, Isaiah. You got the floor. You got the mic.
You want me to rap?
Man, whatever you want to do, I surely would love to hear you rap. Listen, I want the people to know he's no joke. You know, we talk about Jay-Z. I love him. We don't put nobody down. He's hot. We talk about all these other rappers. You're listening to my nephew, Isaiah, a.k.a. Ripper. Go ahead, nephew.
All right. My shattered memories explode slow through my cold veins. Feeling like a maker got me snatching off the devil's chain. Taking on this demon to them screaming, we just not the same. Now I got my haters trapped, checkmate, let's play another game. This is the beginning, no more sinning, cop a new name. Flesh full of stain scars, yeah, I'm ready for my new pain. I'm in love with sick flows, forget the strippers, I ain't T-Pain. The drought is over, hope these rookie rappers peep the game. Sit and listen, it's verbal tension, and leave you wishing that you paid attention. Whether you hate it or love it, it's like a decision. I was in my brother, no need for the diss and reminisce in case intention. Gotta get over to finish my mission. On my own, no competition. I spit desire higher than flames of control of fire. Kicking the facts of knowledge and hopes that it don't deny you. Attracting the haters' action, addicted to falls of passion. I finally made it, now who's the last one laughing?
One more for the book. You got a lot of haters out here, man. You got bold haters, you got scared. Man. Something wrong with you, man. I don't know what you're eating, what you're drinking, but if I talk that fast, I've been a spoken tongues. I love it. The challenges in life before I let you go, and we're gonna get to your cousin.
Okay.
young people everywhere, Isaiah, they need somebody to speak language, whether it's love, whether it's peer pressure, the challenges of life. Go ahead and speak to young men and even young ladies, something on your heart that you know, because you are a giant slayer, and you do it by many means. Do that, and then we want to talk about your art. And before we let you go ahead.
Okay.
What can you say to this generation?
To the generation, basically, it's going to be a lot of stuff that come at you in life. I'm only 22 years old, but the things that I've been through in life, some 40, 50-year-olds haven't even been through. It's going to be a lot of things that push you. It's going to be a lot of things that'll make you feel like you ain't nothing. It's going to be a lot of people, a lot of demons that's going to be on your back that's going to make you feel like it's just pointless to even try. I stopped doing music for a while because I felt at one point it was almost pointless to try. Because I'm seeing cats that ain't living their right life right, not following their path, and they're up doing God knows what and getting so-called famous and getting money and this and that and this and that. But God will let you know real quick, it's not about the money, it's not about the fame, it's not about the fortune. It's all about the path that he wants you to be on. It's all about where the direction he wants to take you in. All the riches and all the glory and all the gold ain't nothing. The money going to come. God going to bless you with the money as long as you stay on that track and you stay on the right path that he got you on. So to the generation, you know, always keep fighting. Don't ever let anybody, even when it comes down to relationships, don't ever be in a relationship with somebody who is going to try to pull you away from your family, is going to try to bring you down. If you're in a relationship with somebody like that, the best thing I could tell you right now is to pray, pray, and pray. And if God say that's not, if God show you that's not the right direction, don't fight to get out of that relationship real quick. Even your relationship with some of your friends will bring you down quicker than anybody. Even then, to be real about it, even some family will try to bring you down because they'll see you coming up and they don't like it, can't stand it. But you have to stay true to you. You have to stay true to God and just do you, period. You can't let nothing stop you in any kind of way from following your path.
Wow. Preach, preach, preach. You have another gift. You have another gift, and it is you can draw. Tell us, how did that happen? I've seen some of his drawings, of course. I'm his uncle, and I'm telling you, man, this guy is full of gifts and talents. And tell us about your drawings and things of that nature. Do you have any plans for that also?
Right now I'm in the process of getting re-enrolled back into the Art Institute. I want to go for media arts and animation, doing like the Toy Story movies and the Pixar movies, because I want to go to California and work for Pixar. Started drawing when I was about 11 or 12, just drawing little cartoon stuff, little Batman and Catwoman pictures and stuff like that, and eventually saw my Uncle Kelso, who also draws really, really good. I would ask him to help me, and he'd be like, "Nah, draw it yourself, draw it yourself." And so I had to pick up the pencil and pen and start drawing myself. And eventually, the more I practiced and the more I practiced, it became naturally, just like rapping. It's natural. It's an easy thing to do. It's nothing difficult about it for me in any kind of way. But staying strong to it, you know, and that's another part of following that path that God got you on, because we're born with gifts, but if we follow that path that we're supposed to be on, if we don't follow that path we're supposed to be on, we'll never know what those gifts are. And if we do figure out them gifts and we're not on that path, God can take them gifts from me. Because I noticed one thing about me is when I'm following that path I'm supposed to be on, rapping becomes a lot harder, drawing becomes a lot harder, life period becomes a whole lot harder. But then once I step back over, everything becomes natural. Everything becomes a lot easier because I'm where God wants me to be.
And I'm loving it. Thank God for you. Speaking of your uncle, my
baby
brother, Kelso, awesome. I'm going to be having him also. Many gifts and many talents. To say praise God and to Kelso, I'm going to be having him real soon, real soon. And if he's around, I'd love to talk to him also. Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard it here. Go to Isaiah Owensby on Facebook for more information and write down these dates, July the 16th at the Jukebox Club downtown in Napa, Indiana, and also July the 23rd, a college concert raising money for none other than NFL. He's getting ready to go to college, and he is a success story along with his cousin. Isaiah, I love you, man. Anything else on your heart before I let you go?
No, I just appreciate being on the show, you know, being on here, being able to talk to the people, and, you know, I hope to be able to talk to them again.
Listen, the door is open to you big time. You know that. Call me up and say, Uncle, put me on, and it's a done data. Okay?
Yeah.
Love you. Ladies and gentlemen, Ripper, next coming up is PT, a.k.a. NFL. Love your nephew, Isaiah.
All of that.
Peace.
Bo, Bo, the book. Ripper. You got a lot of haters out here, man. You got bold haters, you got scared haters. This is for them, you dig? Come on, man. Yeah. Okay. Come on, man.
Later, Next coming up, I have PT, a.k.a. NFL. Are you there, nephew? Don't you love it? Don't you love it? What's up? What's up?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. Ladies and gentlemen, this is PT, a.k.a. NFL. Things are happening with this young man, my nephew. He's a big guy, but he's also a gentleman. What can I say? Man, I love you, nephew. We're going to talk to the world for a little bit, let them know what's going on in your life. I know you've been kicking butts on the football field at Ben Davis High School, and now what's going on? What's going on, nephew? Talk to us.
Right now, I'm just trying to get ready, get my mind right, get my body tight, trying to get ready for college. I'm supposed to be going off here soon, August 1st, junior college. Then after that, whatever God allows me to do, I'm going to do it.
I love it. I'm thinking about when you was just a little baby, and now look at you, grown up, getting ready to head to California, right?
Yes, sir.
Man, I'm so proud of you. Tell me about the road to where you are. You got a lovely mother, Tasha, my sister. She's coming up shortly. And tell us about the road by which you've traveled, your experiences in school, being young. And I must say, you know, you're not an ugly guy. Thank God. Thank you, Jesus. And so the challenges of young ladies, and just talk how you talk, man. And go ahead, nephew.
Oh, man, where do I start? So much. Well,
I know it is.
I've been playing football since like seventh grade. I started off going to 108 middle school, then ended up going to Northwest High School my freshman year, and then I ended up tearing my ACL there. I had to get surgery on my left knee. I kind of got discouraged. I didn't know if I really wanted to play sports anymore. My grades were down. I was just really wasn't doing too much. Then my mom decided to move out here to Davis High School District. And I began going there my sophomore year. I didn't play football again, though, to my junior year. So I played there my junior year. Then my senior year, I ended up tearing my right ACL again. So that really messed with me. Had to get surgery on it. And was kind of down about the whole situation. My knees didn't know if they was going to last, but I stuck with it, praying to God, having him giving me strength to keep going, keep pushing. Now, here I am, trying to do something with myself, my life.
I think you're doing a wonderful job. Look at that, ladies and gentlemen, the process that he's traveling, his experiences, and the obstacles, and having the surgeries and then surgery. But yet, I remember going to Ben Davis High School to meet your coach with your mother, Tasha, and I saw how much they really like you. And there's something about you that people are attracted to. And not just your good looks, it's the anointing on your life and the prayers of people that love you. Your mother mainly stood with you. For a little bit before we get back to football, tell me about, you know, being a big guy and having a mother that is really guiding you. Tell me how Mama Tasha helped mold you into the giant and success that you're becoming.
My mom, she's been there for me since day one. Everybody know that. pushing me, going to school. I know those days when I ain't want to go to school, even days when I skipped school. She probably didn't even know about it. But she just kept staying on me, kept pushing me, telling me I can do it. Just, you know, like a mother should do. Yeah. I mean, it was even times when I ain't like it. I was mad about the situation. But now that I look at it, I'm glad she did stay on me and keep pushing me. Because she wanted to see me do good, do better. So I appreciate that from her. Always.
That is wonderful. And young men that are listening to PT, NFL, listen, the role that he's traveling, many of you are traveling that same road. Learn from what he's saying. There were times he didn't want to go to school, didn't go to school, but he had a mother that stayed on him. He kept going. And there were times I remember that you really didn't feel like going to football practice.
Right.
But you kept going. I mean, that's one thing I love about you. You knew that this is for you. And it's not just the things that come with the football career, but it's the other things that you're looking at, a business, entrepreneurship. Your vision is set. I've talked to you many times. Now, could you tell the people, now, of course, you know about the lockouts and sports and different things that are happening. Who that played football was a great inspiration to you that got you really involved in football?
You said who played football? Is it now, lately?
Yeah. Who was your inspiration? Who did you look at in the NFL that really said, that really encouraged you to play football? Somebody that you looked up to?
I mean, I looked at so many people in the NFL. Just a lot of people. I can't even name just one. It's so mean, especially even here recently, a man by the name of Tannen Doss, who got drafted to the Baltimore Ravens. He was a Ben Davis graduate, went to IU.
Wow.
So after I saw that, I was like, that made me feel like I can really do it. If he did it, he was in the same place I was at playing. Now he's in the NFL, so I really look at that as an inspiration, for real.
So that was the kicker. When you saw that, and you was like, I'm at Ben Davis, this guy was at Ben Davis, he did it, I got to do this in Jesus' name, huh?
Right. Got to.
Man, so how did you feel when you got the letters? I saw a stack of letters from different colleges, ladies and gentlemen. I'm talking, you know, it was so many letters, and I was just flipping through them, and I was like, wow. Tell me, how did that feel when people start coming after you? Yes, he's a big guy. I don't like the fact that I got to look up at you. When I talk to you, I'm your uncle. My neck hurt. My neck be hurting because I got to hold my head back. But anyway, how did you feel when you get all this news about people looking at you?
I was excited. When I started getting all them letters, I didn't think nobody was really looking at me like that. It was just so many just coming in left and right, left and right. Even colleges I didn't think I would never get any notes from. And then when I seen them, I was like, man, I could really do something. But, like, when I started off my freshman and sophomore year, I was kind of, you know, my grades weren't where they were supposed to be. So I had to work extra hard. Like beginning my junior and senior year, just to even graduate, you know. So that's why I'm going to a junior college right now, because my grades weren't like to go to the D1 colleges that was looking at me, but they're still looking at me, because after these 2 years are done in this junior college, they already said they want me. So,
man,
where it goes.
You know what, nephew? You're already there, and you said something that really, really, I know the people that are listening. You talked about the grades, and
right.
I remember talking to my sister Tasha, and trust me, ladies and gentlemen, he's no dummy, but it's just like so many things coming against him. And tell me how important, so it is just as important to get good grades as it is to play football, right?
Right, because all this stuff he do on the field, if your grade's not right, it means nothing. So it's good off top, freshman year, starting getting your grades right. Stay on them. If you're trying to go to college, get out of here. You don't have to be trying to play sports. If you're just trying to go to college, just stay on your grades, period. Because that's the main thing they look at. That's first. Grades. Books.
Man. Man. One of the first girlfriends is the books, huh?
Yep, that's the first one.
Wow. Anything? Go ahead.
I said it wasn't the first for me, but it should have been. It should have been my first focus, my main focus from the get-go. I had to learn that late, but I'm glad I did.
That's good. But you're just in time, nephew. You're just in time. You're a good, smart young man, and I'm so proud to be your uncle. And you're not. And what I like about you, you're not just looking at the money. You're not just looking at the fame. You know, people would be lying if they didn't really want those things. So you're not being, like, unrealistic. You know, I'm playing football. I want to be in the NFL, but I want to stay in the trailer home. No, that's a lie. You want what goes with it, but you're well-grounded. Anything you want to say to the people and anybody, even if you know, ladies and gentlemen, you want to get a hold of him, PT, I'm going to turn you loose. Go ahead, whatever you want to say to encourage the generations and people that are doing what you do. Go ahead, nephew.
I just want to say be encouraged. Pray to God because he'll see you through it. I promise you on that. Whatever you're going through, just know the sun shines one day. You'll come out of it. Just keep fighting, keep pushing. Because if you keep fighting, keep pushing, eventually it's going to have to break. And the good is going to have to come. So I just want everybody to be encouraged out there and just chase your dreams, whatever that may be. Just keep chasing until you get it.
Mm. See, I knew you could preach. I knew it.
I ain't a preacher. I'm just saying.
You know I got to mess with you, man.
Yeah.
Okay,
uh-huh.
Let's talk about the ladies. Let's talk about the ladies, dog. I ain't going to let you get away. The Lady Live Challenge. Come on. Come on, dog. Talk to me, nephew. Talk to the people. Some young men are listening. What's going on with the ladies, nephew?
The ladies are always a challenge. Always. It can be a distraction, too, at times. Because I know I was in a situation where my vision started getting blurry on what I wanted to do, all because of a female. So you have to watch females, too. There's good ones out there, and then there's bad ones, the snakes out there that'll get you. So just be sure and watch out for that. But of course I love the ladies, though. Of course. You got to.
It's only right. I love you. But you know what? Seriously, that experience with the girls kind of gave you a sort of a resume, if you will, to, what to look for, you know, what to watch out for. Am I right?
Right. Very right. Gave me a good resume on what to look for. So when next time I see it, I already know, red light. Got to let it go. Stop.
I love it. What position do you play?
I play defensive tackle. That's my. So, I've been playing that since seventh grade. No other position. I love to hit. I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with me, why I love it. But I do. Love to tackle, sack the quarterback, or hit the running back, whatever.
Oh, man. Ladies and gentlemen, what you would notice about this young man, he is so calm. He is like, you see him, there's this presence of a tall, handsome, big guy, but he's so calm. But when he's on the field, man, you talking about a quiet storm. And I ask you never to hit your uncle because I know it would hurt. We was playing basketball. We playing basketball with my nephew, and I ran into him, and I thought, okay, he's going to fall because, you know, I'm a big guy. You know, I play football, but this is not about me, football. This is about you. But I ran into you, nephew, and I stopped. My whole body just stopped, and I fell down, and you didn't even help me up. You didn't even, you just looked at me. But I love you anyway. Having fun on the court. And look, y'all, he play a mean basketball. He played basketball, too. So, one thing I love about you, nephew, seriously, you have an intelligence. You have a mind. You're not just some sports player, upcoming NFL star. You have a mind. You love your people. You're crazy about your mama. And, you know, all the people in your life that help shape, you know, the good, bad, ugly. I just want to say before the whole nation, the whole world, this, ladies and gentlemen, is PT, a.k.a. NFL. Keep him in mind. Okay, can the people get a hold of you on Facebook?
Oh, yeah. You can get a hold of me at PTOwensby. Just PTOwensby. Facebook. You'll find me.
That's all you got to do, y'all. Now, I'm telling you now, ladies, y'all, listen. You know, pray. Y'all go to Sunday school. Do something. But y'all hit them up. PTOwensby on Facebook. And anything else on your heart, nephew?
Hey, I just want to say thank you for having me on your show, showing love. I make sure I show love right back to you because you've been telling me from the get I can do it. So I appreciate that on your part. All right.
I believe in you. I just told you this. You know, I'm going to take off in your vehicles. I'm just telling you now. So when it's coming up missing, Uncle Robert will have it, okay?
Yes,
I love you. Thank you.
Love you.
Coming up next. Yeah, I know you love me, man. I really do. PT, anything else you want the people to know before we get off here? I don't know if you forgot something. Anything else?
Nothing really. Just stay encouraged. Stay chasing your dreams till you get it.
That's very important, and I'm encouraged by it. Ladies and gentlemen, you've heard it here officially. P.T. Owensby, NFL, off on his way to college. The 23rd of July, there's going to be a college concert with Ripper. It's going to be at the Riverside Park. This is July the 23rd. Tell everybody, tell your friends. You want to get more information about it, go to Isaiah Owensby on Facebook. Go to P.T. Owensby on Facebook. Go to Roderick Owensby on Facebook. You got to be at these events. July the 16th, Jukebox Club, downtown with Isaiah, a.k.a. Ripper. July the 23rd, a big day. Ripper is coming back to push his cousin to the top before he leaves on August the 1st on to college. College concert, raising money at the Riverside Park. That's July 23rd. I love you, nephew. Next coming up is Tasha. Listen to this. She wrote a song called I'm Somebody. Y'all, I'll be back in a minute with my baby sister, Tasha.
Everything seemed all right. With the test of hand, my mind. Smell real good, never knew you would. Take me to a place that I don't want to go. Gotta get away from you. Making me do things I don't want to do. It's my life, gotta live it right. Mess up once, I can do twice. Been down this road, unlock the door. I'm through with you.
diamond ring, but I'm his queen. He can do anything. He's changed my life. I'm so grateful. He made it right. Been down this road, unlock the door.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am so happy to have my baby sister, Tasha Owensby, powerful young lady. She's going to be with me for a little bit, 818-431-8553. I'm somebody. That was my sister, Tasha. She is such a songwriter, such an artist, and also, most of all, a powerful word ministry. Anointings of healing. So she's a well-rounded woman, a mother, and just doing it. And ladies and gentlemen, Tasha, how are you doing, sister?
Oh, I'm fine. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. Just got through talking to the both nephews, and you
yes.
are such an inspiration to so many people, this younger generation. Thanking God for you. Let's start off by just, I'm somebody. Let's start from there. Tell me about the song. Tell me what happened when you wrote it. And I've worked with you. Of course, you're my baby sister. You're very particular. She's a mess in the studio, y'all. She needs Jesus. But Tasha knows what she wants, and she won't stop until she get that special something that she's looking for, and it always turns out hot. Ladies and gentlemen, Tasha Owensby. Go ahead, sister.
Yeah, well, that song just basically came in my spirit. I have been through, you know, some things, even in a marriage for 10 years. And I had really, you know, had a rough time, even in relationships before the marriage, you know, just out there, just, you know, looking for love. Like the song said, in all the wrong places, just looking for somebody to love me, you know, and not really realizing that I was truly loved by God, you know. And I made mistakes, bumped my head, and did some things I ain't proud of, and sort of allowed my self-esteem to be knocked down, allowed my who I was to erase or disappear, the woman that God had intended for me to be. I didn't know her no more. I was someone else. And continued on with that same roller coaster, you know, and until one day God just, you know, had to shake me and wake me and do everything to make me realize that, wait a minute, I made you, and you are beautiful. You're wonderfully made by me, and I'm the one that loves you, and you need to stop looking for it because I'm right here. I've always been. You just wasn't paying attention, and God began to mold me and shape me and renew me, restore me back to him, and help me to realize that you are important. The word somebody means important. You are important to me. And that song came just in my spirit, and I just wrote it probably in like 5 minutes and went in there, recorded, and put it out there. And, you know, a lot of women are out there thinking that if they don't have a diamond ring, that they're not somebody, that they're not important unless a man puts a diamond ring on their hand. But you are the diamond that God made. So a diamond ring doesn't make you. You make you when you decide that I'm loved and I'm a queen. God only makes queens. He doesn't make, you know, nothing less. So if anybody calling you outside your name, realize that that's not your name, that God named you and you're his queen and he loves you. So that's basically where that song came from.
That is so, all I can say is preach. That was powerful. You are the diamond that God has made, and people can condense God down to a ring. Thank
right,
God
right.
for those words that you say. There's such an anointing on you. I've seen you just grow like a flower, and your singing has transformed. You've always had it. You know, even from a little girl, you were sort of shy, and I would say you're truly really stay on you. Tasha, sing, girl. I give you a cookie. Sing, y'all. But you were so shy. You barely looked people in the eye. But to see you, and now you still have that soft nature. But when you stand up, it like it goes somewhere. I don't know. It goes on this break. And then you become this other person that on the inside. What as you heard the interview with your nephew Isaiah and your son, and I don't think NFL knew it, what this day meant, but it's a special day, isn't it, for NFL, isn't it?
Today, you said, I couldn't hear you, there was static.
Today's a special day for PT, NFL, isn't it?
Yes.
And he's getting older, and he's maturing. From the little baby he was. Tell me, you gave birth to this giant. You're responsible for pushing him out. But I've never seen you timid. I mean, it reminds me of Shaquille O'Neal and his mom. You have to look up to him, but he has respect as though you were a giant. Of course, I know about your left hook and your right hook, but tell me about your relationship with this tender young man and the changes he's going through. You've had to pray a lot because a lot of things was coming his way because of his gift. Tell the mothers out there, how did you make it through with this great talent that you've given birth to?
Well, like you said, I had to do a lot of praying. And he's a strong, strong young man. And he has a strong will. And there are times, you know, he just didn't want to do right. He just didn't want to get up and go to school and do what he's supposed to do. You know, got caught up with whatever, you know, the other teenagers were doing. But he never got into trouble. He's never been a troublemaker. He's has a gentle heart. He just, you know, basically, like he said, the girls start coming and sort of steered him wrong. You know, he got off track for a while, but then he got right back on because the Lord just stayed with me. You know, you just keep praying for him. Don't give up on him. You keep pushing him. You keep encouraging him. Keep telling him he can do it. You keep telling him, you know, he can make it. And when you see maybe his confidence is down, keep telling him that you're handsome and you're loved and you're special and you could do anything you put your mind to it. I remember telling him that over and over and over again. There was one point where he was in a relationship with this girl and I saw how she brought him, it seemed like his esteem was low. And I saw that spirit on him. And I just begin to pray on him. I begin to pray her away, pray her out, pray her be moved, gone, and all that. And then before I knew it, she was gone. She was out the picture. And I just couldn't do nothing but give God the glory. And I began to lift him back up and give him back to God and let him know, hey, this was just an experience. You had to go through this and experience this so you'll know the trap the next time you see it to go around it. And, you know, I love him with my heart, and he made me mad, makes me mad sometimes, you know, and I stay on him.
Yeah.
But lately here, he's just been doing, I'm really proud of him. He's just been doing so well. All I can say is I'm really proud of him. I'm pleased to see what he's doing, where he's going. And I know that he can accomplish what he set out to do with the Lord on his side. And God is good. And he's a man of faith now. He went through a situation recently where we were trying to choose colleges for him to go to. And this particular college, we just felt like this wasn't for him. They were saying they were going to do one thing and then saying another, changing up on us. And it was just some few things that we was not in agreement with. And I said, well, we're going to choose a different college. And this other college that we chose is in California, a very small part of California, but it's a beautiful part of California. We chose this college, and at first I told him, I said, well, I don't think you'll be able to go. You know, it's too far, too expensive, and, you know, I don't know if we're going to be able to do this. And he said, Mama, I'm going. He said, Mama, I prayed. I prayed, and I'm going. He said, I don't care what you say. I'm not accepting. No. I said, but, you know. He's like, Mama, I'm going. That's where I want to go. And I prayed about it. And then the next thing I know, everything started falling into place. People start saying, we're going to help you with money. You don't have to worry about this. You don't have to worry about that. And I said, okay. He has faith. He had faith in this situation, and he prayed and trust God, and I taught him that. But at the time, I was doubting. So this happens with us. When he's doubting, I speak faith, and then there you go. Things happen for him. When I'm doubting, he speaks faith to me, and things start happening. So we help each other. We lift up each other. And it's just our relationship, you know, is really, really good. And I just give it all to God. Give it all the glory to him.
You know what?
You know?
That is it's like a movie, as you were talking, a book. I know there are a lot of women that are listening right now. And, you know, a lot of people may not call in, Tasha, but they are listening by million. And what you just said, bless many mothers who have gifted children. All of your children are gifted. You have a prophet. All of them are prophets. The great Josiah, gifted young man, and
yeah.
Obadiah, all these powerful names. Tasha, you have experienced so much in life, but it's amazing how you're turning it into ministry. You're taking a life of you saying, look, I'm somebody, dang on it. You know, you know, I ain't just somebody with the body. I am somebody. Glory. Some folks just have a body, but you said, now, wait a minute. Hold up. Stop the press. Wait a minute. I'm somebody. And then wrote a song. Y'all didn't hear me. Wrote a song and said, what? What did she say?
Everything seems dark, right? With a catch of head for mine. Tell real good, never knew you would. Take me to a place that I don't want to go. Gotta get away from you. Making me do things I don't want to do. It's my life, gotta live it right. What's up once I can do twice. Been down this road, unlock the door.
Sound like you was through, man. I don't care what nobody say. Todd said, look, hell come high water. I don't care what happened. Hell can freeze over. I'm somebody. I'm going all the way. Bless God forever. You get my way, I'm through with you. And you, and you, you too, too. Two of you. So praise God. How did you come to that realization? Because you know what? We were talking earlier. By way of phone, and I said to you that how the Lord dealt with me. He said, listen, Roger, when people don't like you, they don't like me. He said, listen, it's none of your business about what people say about you. I said, what the what? It ain't none of my business, but it's about me. He said, it's none of your business. I said, talk to me, God, Father in heaven. He said, son, listen, it's my business. God, I could throw in somebody with a light bulb. Did you hear, ladies and gentlemen?
Wow.
It's not your business. It's God's business. I think, look, it's time to let God deal with some of these enemies. Tasha, you're at that point where you're saying, God anointed me too.
Mm-hmm.
God give me too. Talk to the people in the nations, Tasha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we were talking about this song when I said, sin can look right, it smells right, and it could come in many shapes and forms, sizes, and all that. And I was saying in the song that it came to me. It smelled right. It looked right. That man smelled right. He looked right, you know, and everything seemed all right, but it wasn't. And I got tired of just going through the same thing because of sin, because of the enemy bringing all these things to me. And I finally got to the point, so I'm done. I'm through, and I'm done because, again, I'm somebody. I am somebody. And that's for the women out there, any women that's listening. The enemy will make you think you ain't nothing. He will make you think you're nobody and have you feeling like a little piece of ant, you know, that don't nobody care about. We don't think about an ant. Who thinks about an ant? But the enemy will come and make you feel like that.
My God.
And it's up to you. It's up to you to realize, wait a minute, I don't have to deal with this. God has more for me. God has greatness for me. God has purpose for me. God has life. He said, I come that you might have life and that more abundantly. So if you're living beneath your privilege because of someone else, you're surely living beneath your privilege. It's one thing to live beneath your privilege because of yourself, but then to allow someone else to cause you to live beneath your privilege is shameful to you, not them, but to you. So no one should bring you to shame. Not even yourself.
My God.
God don't want us to live in shame. He didn't die for us to live in shame. And we all have sinned. We all have come short of the glory of God. Every one of us.
Amen.
Done things that we're not proud of. We've been places that we're not proud of. But God, thanks be to God, who loves us back to life. He loves us with an everlasting love that no man can take away. There's nothing nobody can do about the love of God for you. And that's what women need to know. There's nothing nobody can do about it. And when God says yes in your life, when God says you have purpose and I'm going to take you where I plan to take you, for I know the plans that I have for you. I know the plans I have for you. No one can detour the plan of God for your life.
Come on.
But you. You're the only one that can detour that. I don't care what they say about you. I don't care how they look at you, how they see you. No one can take away the plan of God for your life. His plan is concrete. It is not weak. It's concrete, and it will be done in your life. All you got to do is believe and trust in God, no matter what comes your way. You might fall tonight. You might mess up tomorrow. But guess what? There is a God that loves you, and if you have breath in your body, you're able to go to him and repent and say, God, forgive me. And God will look at you and say, I forgive you. Now pick up where you left off. Just pick up. That's all you got to do, and keep going. Keep progressing, because I know the plans I have for you. and they're not to harm you. God wants to edify and build every woman and man that's been hurt, that's been abused, that's been rejected, because the anointing of your on your life, the rejection comes because of the anointing. Because you're anointed to do purpose. If people don't like you, if people don't love you and can't stand you, and you ain't doing nothing but just speaking the truth or showing up and you got a word from God, and people looking at you funny, treating you funny and saying all things about you, that's persecution because of the anointing on your life. I don't want you to like me too much. I don't want you to be all up in my face and happy-go-lucky all the time. I want some people not to like me because it's letting me know how much God loves me.
Love it. Go ahead.
Because if everybody likes you, I feel like something wrong with you. You need to know that. Something wrong if everybody loves you.
Yes.
Because you must don't have it's either the enemy already got you or you done lost sight on something, because it's just that people hated Jesus. People persecuted Jesus. He had enemies galore. He had enemies for days. But it was because of his righteousness. It's because of his truth, the truth. He was the truth. And that's what people run from, the truth. If you lie to them, they like you, they love you, they want to hang around you. But if you tell them the truth, it's just, they don't love you no more. They don't like you no more. So therefore, that's my conclusion. God was letting me know the other day, I was sitting and weeping, and I had to come to this conclusion. I was weeping over the fact that I didn't feel loved by some of maybe even my siblings. I didn't feel the love from family members, and I'm just keeping it real. If I felt like they loved more folk that wasn't family more than they loved me,
that's
how I felt on the inside, and I was weeping about it. I sat and I wept and I said, "Wow, what have I done?" And I was just talking to God. I was like, "God, what is it? Why is it like this?" And God said, because it had to be like this, because I have a plan for your life.
My God. He said,
I have a plan, so this has to happen. And he said to me, Tasha, I love you. I love you. Now, that's the most powerful thing that God can directly speak to his people. When God says he loves you, that means, Tasha, or whoever you are, I am for you. So therefore, I am more than the world against you. And if you got God on your side and God backing you, baby, you better walk with your head up high. Whenever you walk in a room, wherever you go, your head better be lifted up high because you got God. Do you know what I just said? You have God.
My God.
God he's with you. So you ain't got to worry about your enemies. You ain't got to worry about the haters. They could keep hating and you keep laughing in their face. And you going to say, I'm going to go where God want me to go, and ain't nothing you can do about it. You can't do nothing about it. I'm sorry. So keep hating. Keep looking at me funny. Keep talking. You can't do nothing about it. Because the Lord is with me. When David went to fight, he had the Lord with him. So therefore, the giant Goliath could not do anything with David. He seemed bigger. He seemed smarter. He seemed larger. He seemed stronger. But David just had some stones. That's all he had, was just some little stones. And all he had to do was throw them. And that's what you need to do with your enemies. Just throw them. Just take them and throw your enemies. Throw them out there. When you think about your enemies, ball up your fists and throw them. Take your hands and just throw. And they'll be gone. So it's just, God is teaching me so much. you know, in this walk with him. He's taught me so much, and I've matured in him so much to the point where I can't go back. When I mess up, when I fall, or when I stumble, it hurts. I have a conscience. And I thank God for a conscience. I'm not perfect. There are times I mess up. There are times I might say something I shouldn't or do something I shouldn't. But I thank God that I know that I can go to him and he'll help me through my failures, my error.
Tasha, I'm loving this. We are coming. It's been an hour and a half. And ladies and gentlemen, my sister Tasha just preached enough for the whole world to say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Tasha, we got to have you back. We got a few seconds. Thank you, Tasha. We're going off the air in about 10 seconds. Tasha, I'm so proud of you. Girl, you just preached. Ladies and gentlemen, Tasha Openspeed. You can also get her on Facebook tomorrow at 9 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back. Thank you, Tasha. I love you so much. Powerful words, girl. Okay, we'll talk, girl. That was Tasha Openspeed. God bless you.
God bless.
Peace.
I don't know who you are today, but there is someone that God is speaking to, and he's yearning for you to return to God. There is a lifeline that is for you. You may be saying, this is it, I'm going to end it all, but I was awakened out of sleep and I heard a voice saying for me to make this clarion call to someone that feels like life is over. You feel like you can't make it another minute, let alone another day. You've tried everything and you failed, but I want you to know that his love goes beyond human frailty. His love is too deep, too wide, too high to let you go. It doesn't matter what you've done. We all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Quiet as it is kept, but lately rather loudly, all of us are being exposed. Welcome back home. Welcome back into the arms of grace. For his grace is sufficient for us all. Young man, young woman, young boy, young girl, it doesn't matter how far you feel you have strayed away from God. You've been hurt, you've been dogged by those who say they love you. Forgive them and allow the presence of God to overtake you right now. Allow his spirit, his anointing. You are protected by the covering of God. Under the shadow of the Almighty, you are in his presence right now. Accept the fact that it's never too late to say yes to the Lord, not to religion, but to the Lord. He is your God, the great I Am. God said to Moses, tell the people that I am. Even in this age, I am. He is what we're not. I am. He is what we hope to be. I am. He is our strength. I am. He is our hope, our fortress, our shelter. Come back and accept His love. Raise your hand right now, wherever you are, and say, Lord, I believe that You came and You died and You rose again. I believe Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe He rose on the third day with not some power, but all power. I now accept His blood as my atonement for my sin. I repent and I turn from my evil ways. Come home, prodigal daughter, prodigal son, which we all have been, and some still are. Receive your life.